Heritage Open Days are on and online. Event producer Katie Ellis tells us more about a fantastic free festival.
What will be different this year?
Well, for the first time, the Heritage Open Days, or HODS Festival, will comprise a mix of in-person and digital events. Communities will be able to celebrate the stories of the places and spaces that are important to them and welcome visitors while staying safe and adhering to current social distancing measures.
What's the theme for 2020?
Hidden nature. This year has seen many people reconnecting with the natural world. Nature can be found in the great outdoors, but also in our urban spaces and buildings. And so this is a great theme for the diverse city, coastal and landscapes in Norfolk.
Where are some of the new places that we'll be able to see?
Visitors can take a guided tour exploring the wartime defences and Ice Age glaciers of Barnum Cross Common near Thetford. You can also take a self-guided heritage walk and see an exhibition and short film at Heyham Park in Norwich, which is coming up to its centenary.
What are usually some of the most popular HOD's events or venues, and will they be happening this year?
Places such as the Bishop's House Gardens and Kett's Heights are always extremely popular outdoor sites with lots of hidden nature to discover this year too. Understandably, many of the city undercroft tours are unable to take part this festival, but we're hopeful to return to them in 2021.
Do you have any favourite events or places?
I love Waterloo Park in Norwich. I stumbled upon it when I first moved to Norfolk 14 years ago, and I couldn't believe this absolute gem was in the heart of the city. Norwich is such a green city, and I really like how it has looked after its open spaces as well as the heritage sites.
What does your job involve?
I work for the Forum Trust, which coordinates the promotion and delivery of HODS in Norfolk. I've been doing it for just over a year, and before I arrived, Norfolk was already the largest participating county across the whole of England, so no pressure.
So how many places and events will there be this year?
Well, it's naturally a smaller festival this year, but there are still over 100 Norfolk events to enjoy safely in person or from the comfort of your sofa.
Norfolk's Heritage Open Days run from the 11th to the 20th of September, although West Norfolk's event has been cancelled this year. Visits are free, and full listings, tickets for pre-book events, and up-to-date information on any changes in line with government guidance can be found at theforumnorwich.co.uk/heritageopendays.